Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Leanne Stephanie with your 8am Zlines. In local news, today the LNP is announcing three major changes to the Making Queensland Safer laws that they hope will strengthen the rights of victims and crimes. Here's what LNP leader David Christofoli had to say about these changes.
This is the next part of our plan to heal the youth crime crisis in Queensland. It's about making sure that victims' rights come ahead of the rights of the criminals when it comes to sentencing. It's about keeping victims updated throughout the process so they're not left in the dark. And it's about opening the courtrooms up to scrutiny so that media can report and shine a light on a broken system.
Wildlife officers have captured a 3.9-metre crocodile near Ingham in North Queensland after it had been stalking residents for months. The Department of Environment, Science and Innovation caught the saltwater reptile, dubbed Herbie by residents, in a gated trap on the Herbert Riverbank on Monday. It has since been taken to Townsville and will be relocated to a crocodile farm or zoo.
In national news, Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government will back unions' calls for a pay rise for minimum wage workers. The government has, this week, made a submission to the Fair Work Commission's annual wage review, which Chalmers said reflected the government's desire to ensure that low-pay workers do not go backwards. He, however, won't comment on whether this pay rise would be a 4.1% increase in line with inflation. The current national minimum wage is at $23.23 an hour, an increase of $3 since 2022. The Fair Work Commission is expected to announce the rate of pay increase after the annual wage review is complete.
Central and North Queensland are receiving a serious soaking this Easter, as we are expecting to be drenched over our long weekend. According to BOM, all-time record-breaking showers, thunderstorms and potential floods are hitting northern and central Queensland this week before moving south towards South Australia, New South Wales and Victoria. Our Easter plans may be changed, but this rare desert drenching is extremely beneficial for Australia Central. Drive safe and stay dry.
In international news, the United Nations Security Council have called for an immediate ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas, along with demands for all hostages to be released. This decision was passed after the US abstained from the vote, choosing not to use their veto power. In response, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will no longer send a delegation to Washington as previously planned.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with up to 40 millimetres of possible rainfall. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.